Ohio is a must-win state for President Bush. No Republican has ever won the White House without it. The president says the nation's economy is getting better, but unemployment numbers in eastern Ohio remain above the national average. The Bush campaign wanted to reach out to some of these voters, so they invited 10 steelworkers to join the president on his campaign bus for a casual conversation. From member station WCPN, Janet Babin reports.
Tom Miller says he often endures snide comments from co-workers when he wears his Steel Workers for Bush t-shirt on the floor of the Timken Company steel mill. But his devotion paid off a few weeks ago when Timken officials invited him to meet the president on his campaign bus. Miller says Mr. Bush completely lived up to his expectations as a leader and as a man.
The first thing he did, he welcomed us, thanked us for coming. There was one lady that was still standing. He got up, offered her his chair, and he said, here, sit down. And she goes, I'm not taking your chair, Mr. President. He goes, I said, sit.
Betsy Burns was the woman who took the president's seat, a union employee at Timken for 6 years and a John Kerry supporter. Burns says she forgot all about politics when she met one of the most powerful men in the world.
It was like talking to your dad, kind of. The man looked in my eyes, he talked to me, he answered my questions, and he had good answers, too.
The lead question on Burns' mind and on those of many Timken workers is whether they'll soon be unemployed. In May, Timken announced its closing 3 bearings plants in Canton, laying off 1,300 workers. The announcement came as a shock to many because during a rally at the company last year, President Bush said his policies would create jobs. But unemployment here in June was up to 6.4%. After the bus ride, the president publicly addressed workers' concerns at a campaign rally in Canton.
The economy is strong and it's getting stronger. It lags in places like eastern Ohio. I know that. I'm aware of that. I just traveled on the bus with workers who told me they are nervous about their future. They're concerned. I am too. And therefore, we must have a president who understands that in order to keep jobs at home, America must be the best place to do business.
Timken is the only Fortune 500 company in this part of Ohio. Its board chairman, Tim Timken, is co-chair of Ohio's Bush-Cheney Finance Committee. Both presidential candidates want to do well here. Stark County voters have supported the winning presidential candidate in all but one election since 1960. After Timken announced the pending closures, Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry called for the company and the union to enter into federal mediation, but the company didn't respond. Timken spokesman Jason Sarajian said politics had nothing to do with it.
The closure of the Canton bearing plants is a business issue, not a political issue. It's a business issue because they're not competitive with other U.S.-based unionized competition.
Union leaders refused to be interviewed for this story, saying that they didn't want to jeopardize ongoing negotiations with Timken that could keep the 3 bearings operations open. But workers outside one of the steel plants at quitting time were eager to talk. Many say they're disillusioned with the company's politics. 31-year-old Gary Norman has worked at Timken for 8 years. He wants to know why he wasn't chosen to meet President Bush.
I mean, they didn't come in here and get the average Joe worker. They chose those people selectively, and I don't think that was right. And then they get a guy that's supporting Bush. Well, where'd they get him at? You know, wearing a Bush shirt at work? I'm surprised he hasn't got lynched in the parking lot, you know.
But at least one union worker on the bus is a Democrat, Betsy Burns, who took the president's seat. Her presence seems to back up the company's insistence that it chose a broad spectrum of workers for the trip. Burns says the meeting did change her mind about President Bush, but not her vote.
My opinions of the man as a man have changed, but as a politician, he still has the same policies he did going in. It wasn't like he made any rapid changes or anything that was going to, like, astonish me and say, oh, wow, I never hadn't heard that one yet.
Because Ohio's a swing state, residents like Burns will get more chances than most voters to see the candidates in person before November. John Kerry will be in Ohio next week to speak at the National Convention of Veterans of Foreign Wars. The group has asked President Bush to attend as well. For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin.